You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.
Yes! This is Joe Thrashenkill, and you're listening to the Toilet of Hell radio show. You just heard 2006 by Severe. I believe that song is only available on the Trapped in a Scene compilation that was released by the completely unfuckwithable 625 Thrashcore Records. 625, of course, was started by Max Ward of OG Power Violence Weirdo Spaz. That label has put out absolutely essential releases from folks like Charles Bronson, Iron Age, Hatred Surge, and of course the almighty Insect Warfare. I'm afraid there's just not much info out there about the band Severe. The Trapped in a Scene compilation that this song was featured on was released back in 2007, which is weird to think about, was pre-YouTube, pre the ubiquity of Facebook, and certainly pre-Bandcamp. Aside from this wonderful compilation that you definitely need to pick up on Discogs, which features Hatred Surge, Brainiacs, The Endless Blockade, Insect Warfare, and among many other great bands, the only other release from Severe was a 7-inch through 625 thrashcore called Snitch Slaughter. So, if you want to listen to more sweet, raw power violence, pick it up. By this point in the program, you've likely detected a noticeable lack of the dulcet southern tones of my co-host, Randall Thor. Unfortunately, Randall couldn't make it today. He is currently looking for his cat, Albus. We really hope that he finds him soon. We know he loves that cat. While we all sincerely hope Randall finds Albus soon, I'm going to keep the show rocking. Next up on the program is a new song from the debut LP by Pittsburgh metallic hardcore act, Eternal Sleep. This track, Red Herring, is on The Emptiness Of, which will be out May 20th on Closed Casket Activities. One listen and you'll know this is definitely a closed casket band. Eternal Sleep definitely shares sonic similarities with other bands on the label like Code Orange Kids or Twitching Tongues or God's Hate. So here it is, Red Herring by Eternal Sleep.
Distract.
That was Red Herring by Eternal Sleep from their upcoming debut LP, The Emptiness Of. And if that didn't get you hate-moshing, I just don't know what will. Eternal Sleep will be joining grindcore heavyweights Nails on tour this June, so start getting swole now to prepare for it. You don't want to look a fool in the pit. I think I mention it every week, but I love it when bands email me at toiletofhell@gmail.com to share their music with me. I got an email from a guy a couple of days ago who told me he had been following the site for a couple of months, and he thought that we might be interested in his old band. So the twist here is actually pretty awesome. This record he's talking about was actually recorded 22 years ago and is just now getting released. Crucial Fix is the name of the band. They were based out of upstate New York, and they played a mix of thrash and power metal. They started recording their debut self-titled album just a couple of days after everyone graduated high school. But unfortunately, as bands do, Crucial Fix split ways, and the tape was lost to the ether. Until Tom, the guitarist, found the master of the record while moving some boxes in a shed. So I'll admit that I wanted to play these guys on the show partly because of this cool backstory, and partly for the delight of my co-host, Randall, who is a world-renowned power metal fan, and I know he's never heard this band before. It brings a tear to my eye that he can't be here right now, but I hope that he appreciates this track when he hears it. And I hope you appreciate it, too. This is a pretty ripping little tune. It's called To Be or Not To Be by Crucial Fix.
Right. With me to outside the
Choice to Be or Not to Be by Crucial Fix. You can listen to the whole thing right now on Bandcamp, or on April 29th, it'll be released officially through Heathen Tribe Records, based out of Berlin, Germany. Next up is by far the heaviest submission I got to the Toilet of Hell inbox this week. Kassad is a one-man black metal project out of the UK. He's just released this year a three-track EP called Humans, and it is just a crushing listen. The music here is surprisingly melodic, with moments that could even be mistaken as symphonic, while the guitar tone there is just, man, it's just heavier than a brick shithouse. Notably, the vocals here seem to be distorted, and it makes the whole thing just that much more brutal. Humans, is described by the creator, is meant to chart the immense human suffering caused by the Israel-Palestine conflict. And though I'm not able to really decipher the lyrics, the human misery here is just palpable. I want to play my favorite track from the Humans EP. This track is called Revenge.
We'll be right back.
That was Revenge by Kassad from the Humans EP that was released earlier this year. Be on the lookout for a full length coming from Kassad sometime soon. If this EP is any indication, it'll definitely be one to watch. Before we close out the show, I'd like to plug a band that many of you surely know and love. I am, of course, talking about Sadistic Ritual. These Atlanta thrashers are currently on an East Coast tour, and you ought to go see them if they're in a neighborhood near you. As a matter of fact, the band stayed with my absent co-host just this past evening. So to celebrate their tour, let's listen to Edge of the Knife, my favorite track from the Edge of the Knife EP that dropped last year on one of the finest metal labels around. I am, of course, talking about Unspeakable Acts. I'm Joe Thrashenkill. This has been the Toilet of Hell Radio Show. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.